Well, good afternoon. Good afternoon. As we start the A Progressive Life with Glenn Coble and Dr. Feynman, are you on?
Yes, I'm here, and I've been listening to the last hour.
Oh, have you really? Okay, well,
I have a question about that. I came in at the very end before 11. It's about Lincoln, something about Lincoln and his love life. Can you tell me what that's about?
Well, I asked off the air what Scott was talking about, and I really don't think you would be interested in hearing about it. Off the air, maybe I can tell you, or maybe later I will Facebook you and tell you what he was
talking about. He wrote you on Facebook, on Facebook, but of course you were on the air to ask, what is this about?
Yeah.
But I have a feeling I know what you're talking about, about the guards that protected him, not called Secret Service yet, but that lived with him in the White House?
No, that really wasn't what he was talking about, but I'll tell you off the air. Okay.
Okay, is it really that bad?
Well, it's what it is it's just rumor, and I don't really want to mention or give any rumors any chance to grow, right?
I'm aware of the rumors. I'm aware of a few of the rumors.
I'm sure you are.
One of his friends being very attached to, and also they work for Secret Service, but a Secret Service equivalent, apparently, sometimes these agents slept in the same bed with him, is what I was told.
Oh, my. Yes.
And I understand that in those time periods, people were strangers, used to share a bed, sleeping across the, not the ordinary way, that two or three people would be sleeping in one bed because of shortage of places for people to sleep who were traveling.
Yeah, and you wanted to stay warm.
Stay warm, so it's not necessarily sexual, but, people take it that it might mean that,
Yeah, okay, well, then you do know what we were talking about. All right. I did notice your the progressive professor blog yesterday. I think it was yesterday about the Joe Biden having a fast start.
Yes,
how about
he
going
has
into that?
Fast.
Yeah, he has. I'll agree with you. But why don't you expound upon that? Because that's kind of an interesting statement.
Well, because he came in with an agenda that he was going to help people who were hurt by the pandemic and the economic collapse. And the thing that gets me about it is the Republicans last year did get two bills through with almost every vote of their party, almost every Democratic vote, and the second time was at the end of December, and Trump even called for $2,000 at that time, and the only thing that got done was $600.
Right.
So the other $1,400 was coming now, but now the Republicans, as I wrote just last night, not one of them in the House or Senate would vote for the bill, and why not, I'd like to know. But this is designed to not only give people relief economically, but also help open up the schools and also provide aid to state and local governments, because the Republicans act as if you shouldn't have aid to state and local governments. What that means is that many firefighters, police officers, teachers, nurses, and other public employees of all kinds, including transit, will all have to be fired, and we will not have services. It has to come from somewhere, and it just shows how narrow-minded and unwilling to work with Joe Biden, because their goal is to make him not be able to accomplish anything, just like they did with Obama. But in the first 2 years, Obama did accomplish a lot, and Joe Biden's going to accomplish. And I don't see how voters are going to vote for people who would not support this great legislation, the $1.9 trillion.
Well, they keep bringing up, if you listen to the talking heads, they keep bringing up the question of whether Joe Biden will get enough votes for his senators and his congressmen in the 2022 to maintain the level that they have right now, where they can push through Congress.
Yeah, well, that is a problem, because history tells us that the midterm election, the party in the White House loses seats, except for 1934, after 2 years of FDR. So that is a concern, but I cannot see how the Republicans worshiping Trump and doing everything Trump wants, and now a lot of senior senators retiring in 2022, we're going to have horrific candidates if they're Trumpites, and I cannot believe that the Senate's going to become more Trumpite than it is already. I mean, I hope not, but I tend to think that because he's accomplishing this, people are going to remember, including Republican mayors, some Republican governors, and 60% of Republicans support this bill. I think it's going to reverberate on the Republicans. But I have to admit, historically, it is going to be a problem.
Well, now, yeah, but historically, we didn't have a predecessor president like Trump. So maybe history will change.
He certainly didn't accomplish much, and then let's FDR, not quite the same personality, but Hoover was seen as a disaster by many at the time, yeah. 1932, just not personality-wise, but you know, but he wasn't very cooperative with FDR in the interim period between the election and the inauguration. But I just think Trump is going to be imprisoned by 2024. I really believe that. He's being pursued in Georgia now, as Rachel Maddow pointed out.
Right.
Last night, he's being pursued in New York, he's being pursued in D.C., people around him, including Roger Stone, are going to end up in real trouble, and I think he's going to end up with so many legal and financial troubles, he's not going to be able to run, and very likely will be in prison.
Now, I was thinking about Stone last night, when they were talking about Roger Stone kind of supporting a gentleman who was involved in the riot.
Yes.
And Kent. Now, he was pardoned, but he was not pardoned for things after the pardon, right? He can't go ahead and shoot somebody after he's been pardoned and say, oh, I was pardoned 5 months ago, right?
Absolutely correct. It's the same with Steve Bannon. I think Steve Bannon is going to be shown to have been involved in this. Plus, Roland Bolkers and Marjorie Taylor Greene and Madison Cawthorn, these new characters that came in. And also, in Illinois, there was a new Congresswoman, Mary Miller, who I never heard of, but she spoke up and seemed to be favoring Hitler in a statement, which is weird.
Yeah.
The husband apparently may have been involved in something with this. So, oh my God, I tell you, they have such characters, and I know there are certain districts that will elect these people, but I do not see them winning a majority of seats in the House or the Senate with so many of the senior Republicans that have always been there leaving. I think it's going to be a really interesting battle, and in Ohio, I think Tim Ryan is the one to watch. He's going to be running for the Senate. He's a very good congressman, and I hope that seat goes to the Democrats, whether it's him or someone else.
Well, Tim was on the soapbox yesterday or 2 days ago, and boy, he was really laying the lumber.
Yes, he was. He was saying that it's time to pay attention to real issues, not silly issues. You know, like the Mr. Potato Head and things like
yeah.
that. And anybody thinking that's an important issue shows they're moronic. That's not an issue even to discuss. But that's what conservatives on the talk radio and on TV are now doing, because they have nothing to say. They're not backing a legislation that if Trump had been there, they would have done. So, to me, they've lost all credibility.
Well, now, I've talked...
Dr. Seuss is not important.
Yes, no. Matter of fact, I read one of those, the Mulberry one. I read that on the air about 3 weeks ago. And I didn't notice anything was wrong with it, but that's me. I'm kind
but
of.
But that's also the company decided to do it. That's not an issue of government.
That's right.
So any corporation can decide to not do something after a period of time. I think it is overdrawn, but I also think to pay attention to that and ignore the important issues makes Fox News, OANN, and Max TV look ridiculous, totally.
Yes.
But there's still going to be those people who follow them because they have no brains in their heads, you know.
Well, now, I will tell you, I've met with Tim Ryan twice. Well, one time we spoke for maybe 5, maybe 10 minutes when I was running, or before I was running, I'm not sure which. But I was not totally impressed with him in our discussion. But, boy, I was impressed with him the other day when he got up and started talking about that.
Well, you know, I first knew about it when he ran for president. He was one of the multitude of people who ran.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he's a moderate. He's not really he's not a Sherrod Brown type.
No.
He's much more moderate, but I think that's good. I mean, Sherrod Brown was able to keep his seat, but I think Tim Ryan being a moderate centrist, a little tip to the left, is perfect for Ohio. And I think, there's no way to know, but I think there's a good chance that he will take that seat that Rob Portman has right now. But I wouldn't say I'm overly impressed with him compared to some other people that are out there that were running for president. No, but I think, you know, I think he's competent and capable, certainly.
Now, he has apparently, or somebody has apparently, frightened Jim Jordan out of running for that particular position.
Bad of that, but unfortunately he'll probably stay in the House. It's going to be very hard to kick him out of that seat.
Well, now they're talking, 4 people now have come out and said that, in fact, he knew about what was going on with the in the locker room business.
Ohio State, yes.
Yeah, and he's gotten some kind of bad press recently, being such an arrogant SOV.
Horrible.
I think you're right. This district that he's in, which I'm living in, is extremely to the right side. But now, did I hear correctly that there are an awful lot of Republican senators up for election?
Well, two-thirds of the seats that are coming up are Republican seats.
Okay.
And so to think they're not going to lose some seats, I mean, you know, I would think they would, and all these veteran people are leaving.
Yeah.
Along with Rob Portman. So even though it's 50-50, I do think the Democrats will gain seats and not have just 50. The House is going to be very close. They're only a small margin. And it's going to be hard, but I still think Kevin McCarthy is a disaster, and I think he's a traitor also because he refused to go along with the electoral vote. He contested it even after what happened on the 6th of January. So he should not even be the minority leader. He should be gone. But meanwhile, I hear that they're working in Wyoming to make, but they're going to try to make it impossible for Liz Cheney to run for the House seat again?
That would be crazy.
Make it impossible. I have to follow up on that. But I mean, to me, I'm not a Cheney family friend, but I do think that she's principled, and I think she should be able to keep that seat, but she may not because of Trump's influence.
I hope she shoots better than her father.
Yes.
Anyway.
By the way, her father is now 80 years old, and he has a heart. It wasn't his original one, but he now has a heart.
No, didn't seem to.
But I would call him an intelligent Trump, though. I mean, he's smarter than Trump, but still very scary and evil, I think, you know?
He is kind of scary, isn't he?
He
was scary in office, and I don't think I've ever thought of him in any other frame of reference other than scary.
Well, in the 90s, when he was Secretary of Defense, he seemed all right, you know, under the first Bush, but after 9/11, he went berserk.
Yeah. Well, I always thought of him not as a person I want to have deciding what our defense is going to be. But
and, of course, he got involved in crookedness with his company. You know, there's no question he made a lot of money while he was vice president and earlier, too. And a lot of it was illegal, but, you know, these people got away with it.
Yeah, because they're high up in the totem pole, I guess.
Yeah.
Hey, what do you think? I think I heard a quote that yesterday or 2 days ago that there are over 100 bills in state congresses
legislatures. I think it's more than 100. I think it's a few hundred. They're trying to take away the right to vote from black and brown people and maybe very poor white people.
Yeah.
There's also an attempt to try to get a national voting rights bill, but that'll never get through the Senate, I guess, unless the filibusters give it up. And I'm starting to think they may have to move in that direction, the Democrats, but it's hard to say if it's the right thing. I'm not sure,
So you're not going to say whether you believe in the filibuster should be done away with?
I would argue at least make it lower than 60. At one point, it was 67 at the time of LBJ and the Civil Rights Act, and he overcame it by miraculously. And then in 1975, it was lowered to 60. I would argue make it 55, and it makes it, that still doesn't mean you're going to get anything done. But I think I think 67 or 60 is crazy. It should probably be lowered, and maybe for certain kinds of legislation not be allowed, you know, because they can qualify, certain things can go through without filibuster, and others would have to go through the filibuster. So I did advocate in my blog 55, but...
Now, the talking heads are talking about going the other way around, because if it's more than a majority, that kind of puts the majority in the hot seat, and they have to find ways to make it that high, where they're saying go the other way around and make it a minimum of 40 against it or something like that.
Well, 40, they would have to get up and speak constantly like they used to.
I like that idea.
Yeah, that would be good. I think something's going to have to be done because the Republicans clearly want to make it that even though he got this done, this COVID-19 relief bill, that he will get, hope in their mind, nothing else done. And their goal is to say, see, he's a failure. And they're basically doing the same thing that they did to Obama, except they can't use the race card. That's the only thing.
Yeah. Well, now...
or the woman card, like with Hillary.
Yeah. Well, they can use the woman card.
No, unless they do against Harris. They have done some things. people have said some negative things about Harris.
I guess she's our version of Meghan Markle, right?
Yeah, I wanted to comment on that. I also felt sympathy for them, and I did not think she made up that she had suicidal thoughts. I was shocked she said it, but I did not think she made it up.
I was shocked because it sounded kind of crybaby-ish, and that's way too harsh a term. I mean, it sounded kind of like she wanted a little bit of sympathy for that.
And well, I do think suicide's a real problem among a lot of people, you know, in the pandemic, and just in the way, you know, people who have money and power and wealth doesn't mean they don't have mental problems. So I feel sympathy for her, but I'm really shocked she said it, I have to say that. And as far as who I think is the villain, I think it's Prince Charles. I don't think it's William. I just don't think so.
Okay.
I think Prince Charles,
I honestly think
he's 72. He should not be, when she passes away, the Queen, he should not be succeeding, even though he's been waiting his whole life for this. But I do not think that's appropriate. I think it should be William, but it will be whatever, I guess.
Yeah, I don't think you and I will have a choice.
No, but it's not easy being part of the royal family, clearly.
Right, and there have been many books written about being a royal, and most of them are not, wouldn't make you comfortable to be a royal.
Now, I mean, look at Princess Margaret. She wanted to marry, I forgot the name of the person, she couldn't, she had to marry someone else, and that was wrong. She should have been able to marry, she was the sister of the Queen. Why couldn't she marry? But there was all these rules, you know, that, same thing with Charles, that he didn't want to marry Diana. Why did he have to?
And if he hadn't married Diana and been allowed to marry who he wanted to have married, we might not have had the problem we have right now.
Well, we would have William and Harry. That's true.
Yeah, well, that's true. We wouldn't have William and Harry. Didn't even think about that. Now, the new baby for Meghan's new baby with the
girl. The one coming is a girl.
What's the name? No, not the one coming. The one they
Archie.
Have.
Archie. There's a boy. And by the way, I didn't know what he looked like. He looks very white.
He does.
I guess he's not. But, you know, like I said to my son here, I said, think about it. Barack Obama had a white mother and a black father from Kenya. If he had ended up looking like his mother, he'd have a lot easier life than
many. Oh, he would have had an easy life. He could have passed.
And he could have been Barry Dunham, his wife's maiden name, not Barack Obama.
Yeah. Well,
did all right anyway, as it turned out, but I think his life was made more difficult because the way he looks, you know.
But it may have molded him into a better human being for
going
through all that.
And I'm really sick to death of people making race an issue, but it keeps on going on. I guess it will never end. So even the royal family, they have to make it an issue. What if he was dark? What does it matter?
Yeah, and matter of fact, I find it... I find it enjoyable that we have different color faces and that our eyes look different and that I love having different religions. I just don't understand why people, they have to have something to put other people down, I guess.
I remind you that I'm not saying I'm for Karl Marx, obviously not, but Karl Marx did make a correct statement. Religion is the opium of the masses.
Yep, he did.
It is, because it makes people hate others and say, I'm better than you, and I don't care whether it's Christian, Jewish, Muslim, Hindu, or Buddhist, they all practice discrimination against people that are a little different than them or not as religious as they are, and it makes me disgusted. It really does.
Well, I like to tell, when people really push me on my religion, I tell them I'm a Christian atheist. And the reason why I'm a Christian atheist is I try to follow the teaching of Christ.
And you do.
And,
I can tell you.
Well, I try to. And I fail quite often.
The people keep on saying that good Jews and good Christians are hypocrites because they're not.
Well, some of them are.
Not.
Some of them are. I know some good Jews and good Christians.
They don't say, I'm a good Jew, I'm a good Christian. The ones who keep on proclaiming it, that's the issue. I'm not saying they're not, but if you have to say that, that's a sign you're covering up the truth.
Well, it's like the people that always start their sentence with, to tell you the truth. No, I really want you to lie to me, please.
That's true, I just didn't lie.
I hate that.
You're a comedian, you know that?
Or truthfully speaking, I don't...
That's true, you hear all the time. You know what, thing I always find funny? You're on the phone, somebody says, just a sec, and then I'll say, you don't mean a sec, you mean a minute, and they laugh.
Yeah, well, that's true. It's
not
never
a sec.
Sec
or even a minute, but they always use that line.
Yeah. It's just a way of putting you off. That's all.
Yes.
me. Why are our Republican friends so opposed to working together? I truly believe that the Democrats were much more agreeable to working with the Republicans when they were in power.
Not all, but enough of them.
Well, what? Yeah, and there were people that were being not so understanding. But why do you think the Republicans have a hard time treating, working? Working with their fellow Democrats?
Because they're only interested in keeping power and helping the wealthy. I'm sorry, people say not, but it's true. They don't appeal to racial minorities. I know there's some who vote the party, but basically they do not seem to want to make America or accept America as a multiracial, multi-religious group society. They really are promoting white racism. I'm sorry. That's the way I look at it. They really are. And that also means there are a few women in the party, but I'll be honest, the women that are in Congress, most of them are nightmarish. They're so unbelievable in their conduct and what they...
Governor of South Dakota?
Oh, my God. Then I know people think she's wonderful.
But she's only pretty, that's all.
Yeah, well, she is pretty. But there are those who think she's wonderful and also think that, of course, my governor, DeSantis, is great, and that Greg Abbott is great. I do not agree. I think they're disgraceful, and I'm concerned about what's going to go on in Texas now that everything is open. I hope enough people still wear masks.
Yeah. Well, I'm hoping they do, too. Now, but what do you think is there something psychological inside the brain of a current Republican that makes them so aggressive?
Well, they want to, everybody in government wants to keep power, but they really are obsessive about keeping power, and they don't care about what they believe in. And to me, they're a cruel party. This is not the Republican Party when I was growing up. It was not the Republican Party of the 70s and all that. It started to change when Reagan came in the 80s.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's some people now thinking that with Trump's defeat, that maybe this period of Reaganism, which has been around since 80, even with the Democrats in power occasionally, that it may be ended, like the FDR era ended with Reagan, and maybe now the Reagan era, after 40 years, is, I'm hoping it is, coming to an end, and we're going to have a more moderate future in the Republican Party, but it's hard to see it right now.
Well, trickle-down works so well.
Yes, but I wish we had more people like Charles Percy, Mark Hatfield, Charles Mathias, all members of the Senate.
What's the guy's name?
George Romney or William Scranton or Nelson Rockefeller in governorships. But we don't have that now.
What's the governor of Maryland's name? He's
Harry Hogan. No, he's someone to watch, and he's more moderate.
Yes.
And my son was a moderate. He didn't vote for him, but he says he's quite good. And he might try for the nomination, but of course he would be anti-Trump. I don't know how far you would get, Larry Hogan, but he's someone that certainly is worth watching. And his father was in the House of Representatives and voted to impeach Richard Nixon in the Judiciary Committee in 1974. So he's followed his father's tradition. And Republicans, you don't always agree with, but you can respect and feel that if they were to win office, that you could, you know, that you could imagine it and live with it.
I think we have to find a way that the Republicans will listen to the Democrats and agree with them occasionally, and vice versa. I think we've got to find a way to understand you're not going to win all the battles. Win the ones you can and help the American public when you can't.
Yeah, Lisa Murkowski, I'm very pleased, is supported Debbie Holland, who's going to be the new Secretary of the Interior.
Yeah.
So that guarantees she will be the Interior Secretary, but they've delayed the vote because some of the Republicans are trying to delay it for the purpose just of delay.
Yeah,
and that's why, you know, they're also trying to delay the final vote on the COVID bill today. These Republicans just want to drag it out when people, in many cases, not you and I, thank goodness, but others are desperate and need to have this done by the, you know, before the weekend. But there's such an element of cruelty among so many of these people.
You think it's cruelty? Or what other reason could there be for dragging everything out?
I think it's cruelty, and it indicates that these people are not the kind of people I'd want to associate with if I ever met them.
Yeah,
I've actually given up, quote, friendships or acquaintanceships with certain people on Facebook and also off Facebook because of their mentality. I just don't want to deal with it anymore.
Yeah. Well, now our Senator Portman.
He's more moderate. I mean, he definitely doesn't go against the majority, but I think he's more decent than most of them.
Well, he has decided that he's going to retire.
Yeah.
But he still is towing the company song.
Yes, I don't know why, and the same thing with others. And then, of course, there's Ron Johnson of Wisconsin, who's rumored he's going to retire. He should never have been there in the first place. He took over Russ Feingold's seat. He was a great senator, Russ Feingold, and he's a monster. He's just he's horrific. And I hope if he runs, he loses, but hopefully Wisconsin will go back to the Lafollette progressivism ideas of the last century, because he's horrible, Ron Johnson.
Well, now, you know, I'm going to jump back at the thing of why Republicans are stalling everything. I think I've probably mentioned to you, I read an article about how people with a conservative brain tend to be black and white. They tend not to...
It's a definite mental state, I think, if you're a conservative.
Yeah.
And I've had people tell me they don't understand why I have my views, and they think I'm a little wacky. I don't think I'm wacky. I think they're wacky. Because I think the lack of concern about others, everything is me, and too many people feel that way, is not a healthy attitude.
Well, I've had people tell me I'm wishy-washy because I will listen to the other person's point of view. And I guess that is kind of wishy-washy, but I listen. I don't necessarily go along with it. I listen.
Well, it's just like people say, liberal socialist. First of all, socialism is not communism. Socialism is Norman Thomas. It's Social Security. It's Medicare. So many other things. It is not evil. These are things that most people want, and it's just the idea that those who are very wealthy may feel they don't need it, but socialism is not something evil, but it shows people don't understand history and history of socialism and what liberalism and progressivism is. It just annoys me because these people claim to know everything and they don't know anything.
Socialism is establishing, in my opinion, socialism is establishing safety nets for all.
Yes.
Yeah. And
started a little bit with Woodrow Wilson, but particularly with FDR and LBJ, and Joe Biden, I think, is trying to add to that. And it all depends on how things go, but if he's fortunate and keeps control of the House and Senate, I think he could be a real turning point presidency.
Yeah.
Do you think so?
I kind of agree with you. Now, the Thomas that you mentioned as a socialist.
Norman Thomas, yeah.
He was from Marion. So.
Oh, my God. He's got 30 years already, Clarence Thomas, on the court. A nightmare.
Oh, yeah. No, not Clarence Thomas.
Norman Thomas was a six-time socialist nominee for president.
And lived right here in Marion.
Oh, yes, and he ran in 28, 32, 36, 40, 44, and 48. Never, of course, won, but he helped to steer the New Deal forward and also promote some ideas in Harry Truman's head, which was good.
Now, the New Deal, do you think Biden, if he gets his nominee or his Congress and Senate reestablished in 2022, do you think there will be a New Deal?
I think there's a good chance for a New Deal now if he can keep 50 votes, but Joe Manchin is a problem, and Kyrsten Sinema is a problem. So, you know, but at least for now, they've gone along, but they've got to be very careful and maybe try to pry off one or two, like Lisa Murkowski, possibly, or Susan Collins, who I don't care for, but sometimes votes, you know, with some sense in the head. But it's very, very difficult. Mitt Romney also, he's not going to go that far, but Mitt Romney has surprised me. He actually has a better opinion of them now than I ever did, because at least he seems a little more rational than the rest of them.
Well, the problem is, if they do kind of lean a little left and not even very far left, they're going to be lambasted by everybody else in their team.
Yes, but the thing about Collins is she's safe until 2024, Romney until 2024. Now, Lisa Murkowski has to run for a seat, but Alaska is a crazy place. She ran as an independent in 2010 after being in the Senate when she did not win the Republican nomination, and she won the race, so she probably can win even if Trump is opposed to her, because Alaska is just different. And she did vote in favor of Holland because of the issue of Alaskans that are that are indigenous people and the effect of the environment. So therefore, she leans in that direction, and I give her credit.
Now, people like Bernie Sanders, people that are independents, that's he is an independent.
Angus King of Maine is the other
and
one.
Angus yeah. King, they both vote with the Democratic bloc. Do they choose
yes.
that, or do their votes choose that for them? I mean, otherwise, how in the world could you have a Senate being a Democratic Senate?
Well, because they've organized to be part of the Democratic bloc.
Okay.
But actually, when he runs for office, he always runs as a socialist, and sometimes until about Sanders, and sometimes has been a Democrat in Vermont that ran against him, along with the Republican.
Okay.
But he is a Democrat without being a Democrat in the full sense. But I have to say that if he had somehow been the nominee, I'm sorry for those who love him, he never would have won. I do not think he could.
Yeah, I don't think so either. And he's a Democratic socialist, not a socialist.
That's correct. Yeah, but I do not think he would have the right personality. Joe Biden does not go out and set out to antagonize Republicans. I think Sanders would. He's too temperamental. And I just don't think he would have been a good president. I don't think he ever would have gotten there.
No, I don't think he would have made it either.
If Biden had been able to run in 16, if his son hadn't died, mm-hmm. I would like to think he might have beaten Hillary in the primaries. Maybe he wouldn't have, and then he would have beaten Trump. That's
yeah.
what I always have thought, but I can't prove it, of course.
Well, now, I guess I kind of agree with you, but then my prediction of 2018 wouldn't have come to pass, that I picked Harris and Biden to be the top of the ticket. And
well, it wouldn't have been Harris with him if he had been running in the 60s. She was just running for the Senate.
Yeah.
Unless he had decided that she was a California Attorney General. No more, you have to pick a senator or a governor. You could have been a state Attorney General. He could have. He probably wouldn't have. But in theory, she still was a prominent figure in California.
Right. Now, hey, isn't the new Attorney General's vote today, Garland?
Well, that's supposed to be today. Why is it taking this long?
Yeah, well, that's a good question.
Well, because there's going to be investigations, and some of the people in Congress are going to face these investigations, including Josh Hawley and Ted Cruz, and also some of the people in the House. So, but I think we're going to really see real action starting that in one day. But we're going to see a lot of things coming up and a lot of attacks on him. But I think he's going to really make people, pay for their treason, because what's been going on, they're now getting more and more people, arrested, and that's wonderful, and, the whole process is starting, and we're going to hold these people accountable, the rioters and those who might have backed them, and the indications are that these new people in the Congress, like Lauren Boebert and Marjorie Taylor Greene and Madison Cawthorn, and apparently some of the House members, including your congressman there, may have helped them to case the joint for me, on the day or two before. There's all kinds of things to be investigated, but I think we're going to see some real big names being facing prosecution, and they deserve it.
Yeah, I think I agree with you, and there is some talk here, but boy, it's been really pushed back, the talk about Jim Jordan actually holding a tour of the building the day before. Now,
well, there's going to be video of everything.
Yeah,
you can't lie on video.
Well, why haven't they brought any of that out for the public to see?
I think part of it is there's so many different strands of this story, and they're trying to deal with the rioters first, the ones that were actually on camera. But also, we don't have an attorney general yet. It's a limbo period. Now we're going to have one finally after holding it up for about 50 days already.
Well,
one of the first things, one of the first people confirmed, but instead there's been delay, and now finally it's going to happen. So now it'll be able to move forward. And I think it's gonna be a very interesting year, and it's gonna do a lot of damage to, I think, the Republican brand.
Well, they knew he had gotten accustomed to waiting, so after waiting to become the Supreme Court justice.
Oh my God, it was horrible the way he was treated. Yes, but thank goodness he's going to be the Attorney General, and but it shouldn't have taken this long. And there's still a few people that have not been confirmed yet, including Interior. It's going to happen, but it's been delayed. It's always delays. These delays should be stopped. It should be, let's take action already. Come on, it's almost 2 months.
Now, one thing that strikes me about Garrett Garland, or Garland. What's his first name?
Merrick.
Yeah. One thing that strikes me about him, he seems to be a thoughtful, quiet, not intense. He's one of those type of people.
Calm.
Yeah, calm and listening type of guy.
And not a showboat.
Yeah.
Not like William Barr. Oh,
yeah,
my
we
God.
We need another Barr, right?
Not another Barr. Even Barr said the election was won by Joe Biden. He said that.
Yeah.
And yet Trump kept on harping on it and leading to what happened. Even he said that, you know?
Well, how soon do you think that will subside, all that magic thought that Trump actually won? And
well, Trump's going to keep on saying it.
I know he is.
There's another case before the Supreme Court, a final case in Wisconsin, and they rejected it in one sentence. There still is a case coming up. Do you believe that? And that includes his three appointees. It's not just others. It's the appointees rejected it.
Jeez.
Amazing. So, and already they've all shown a bit of independence. They don't always vote as you think they would vote, which is good, actually.
Yes.
I'm because
surprised.
They don't have to answer to anybody, but he seems to think he owns people because he appointed them to something. That's his problem, and he needs to face prosecution, and I'm sure he will soon. And because in Georgia now, with Rachel Maddow, there's this thing about racketeering that anyone he was doing can be considered under Georgia law, maybe not elsewhere, racketeering, and people have gone to prison in different cases that come under this have gone to prison for 20 years, so he could end up being in a prison in Georgia.
Well, and the lady who's the attorney general for that county, I guess it is.
I'm not sure what the title would be.
Yeah, I don't know what their title is, but
she's a black woman. Can you imagine how he's going bonkers over that?
And she suffers no fools.
And in New York, you say the attorney general is a black woman?
Yeah, that's right.
In D.C.,
and
it's
she also does.
A black woman? Oh, my God, the worst possibility for Trump.
And I am absolutely positive that the fact that they are black women will not affect their decisions.
No, they're very competent people, all these people. I've looked up on all of them. Letitia James in New York is particularly competent. The others I don't know as much about, but I've read about them and seen about them. They're perfectly fine. And this is a multiracial country, and it's not a big deal what skin color or what religion you are. It should not matter.
Yeah.
I will to some people because they're all white supremacists,
yeah.
You know, and he certainly is one of them. He is, you know, he is George Wallace on steroids, meaning Trump is George Wallace on steroids. He won 5 states and 46 electoral votes, Wallace, in 1968, and I remember thinking, oh my God, thank God he can't win. Now, 50 years later, we have a nightmare of someone who actually can win and promote more George Wallace.
What do you think of the news that Donald Trump was actually sicker than we knew he was when he had COVID? They say that he was his oxygen level was down in the high 80s, which is really bad.
Well, they didn't want to let us know, but I guess he had the best medical care, so he recovered. Now there's a rumor that Ron DeSantis, our governor of Florida, was out of sight for 3 weeks, and they now think he had COVID and is covering up.
Yeah.
Not sure it's true, but they're saying what happened to him at some point when he wasn't around for 3 weeks, and now they're starting to investigate and think he may not have wanted us to know and did not let us know. Unbelievable, you know.
Well, he didn't wear a mask, so that wouldn't surprise me.
And he is on the short list. After all, the CPAC convention, he got the second most votes for who the nominee should be in 2024. 55% for Trump, which is sounds good, but really only 55.
Yeah.
And then he was second with 21%. So he's riding high, thinking he's the new Trump.
Yeah, I guess he does.
And I hope he loses.
Well,
the governorship. And Charlie Crist, the former governor who switched parties and is a House member now, I hope he ends up running and maybe has a good chance as a former governor from 2007 to 2011 to be the to be the next governor. I hope so. But
now he's
a
Democrat.
2022, we'll have plenty to talk about.
Now he's a Democrat, is that correct?
He was a Republican governor, but he became an independent in office and then became a Democrat and now is in the House of Orlando.
Okay.
And so I mean, the rumor is that he's going to plan to run in 2022 for governor again.
I had somebody Facebook message me yesterday or the day before, are you going to run again? I laughed. and
well, you're younger than Joe Biden, so you could.
Yeah, I'm younger than him. But I don't want to go through that fight anymore.
I tell you, it takes a lot out of you to run for office, you know. I got to say, Joe Biden comes across as calm and relaxed, and he speaks every day. He's going to speak tomorrow night on the anniversary of the pandemic declaration, you know, and after about 50 days in office. And I mean, he comes across so alert and so so directed, and not, you know, not promoting division and not being on Twitter and not playing golf and wasting our money. He comes across so well, and I'm so impressed that he's done such a good job and has the right kind of approach and message.
I watched him yesterday in this speech. I can't remember what it was about, but I thought he read it poorly, quite frankly. I thought he was struggling to...
He does stutter.
Yeah.
You know,
oh, yeah, stutter. I understand that.
But, I mean, look, you think Trump was good when he was speaking?
I never turned him on.
But if you happen to notice it before before you threw up...
Every time he would come on, my wife and I would turn it off, and we would listen to Rachel that night to find out what he said, and it was nothing usually. So.
Yeah, I want to point out there are people going around saying he's not mentally stable. Was Ronald Reagan in the second term stable? No, but nobody made a big deal out of it publicly. But of course, they have to go after him because they have nothing on him, and they tried to go after his son. It led to nothing. They tried to go after him on this one woman that complained, years ago in the 90s. It didn't go anywhere. So he's become Teflon Joe, they're saying now on some stations, just like Teflon Ronald Reagan.
Right.
You know, so I think he does have a bit of Teflon.
Well, Scott and I were talking I forgot what I was going to say. We were talking about that sort of thing, about the all the allegations that have come up. How come so few of the allegations ever get followed up on? And it doesn't make any difference if they're Democrats or Republican.
It's just a way to get attention for the news channels, different cable channels. They want to have people watch them and all that. So, but particularly Fox News is famous for lies and deceit all the time. Meanwhile, MSNBC ended up number one in January and February.
Yes.
All news channels and Rachel Maddow had more people watching her than anything on cable, even including HBO and anything else. And Lawrence O'Donnell was second. So MSNBC is riding high, and Fox has lost viewership.
Yeah, and I was not surprised that Rachel was number one. We watch her. Even when she's boring, she's good.
Yes.
And she does get boring occasionally.
Well, also, it's 9 to 10 o'clock, and we're getting sleepy.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, that's part of the hour thing.
And Larry... Lawrence O'Donnell came in second behind her. So.
And he's very good. Actually, I think he's fantastic. In some ways, I even like him more than her. But, you know, that's 10 o'clock, so you really got people to watch him.
Was he a congressman or a senator?
He was a staff member of the U.S. Senate.
Okay.
So he knows the Senate very well, and he makes brilliant statements about the Senate. And that's my second interest after the presidency, by the way. You know, my original book involved about senators and the New Deal, and then this book on assassinations. So I have to say that now I'm getting more interested in going back and doing some writing on the Senate, you know, the past Senate, because I had done it, and now I'm starting to focus on several things I want to work on, including the idea of relatives of senators, like children and fathers who ended up in the Senate. There's been a number of cases, or wives and husbands. I'm thinking of doing an article on that on History News Network.
Oh, that's good.
Just fascinated by it, you know?
Yeah. Well, hey, we're down to 1 minute. Remind people what the names of your books are, just in case they want to run out and get them.
You can get them on Amazon, of course. Twilight of Progressivism, The Western Republican Senators and the New Deal, and Assassinations, Threats, and the American Presidency, from Andrew Jackson to Barack Obama. And I'm also on HistoryNewsNetwork.org under my name, Ronald L. Fineman, and on theprogressiveprofessor.com, and also, of course, on Facebook and Twitter. Twitter, I'm the PolitHist.
Okay, you know where to send the check, right, Dr. Fineman?
Yes. I had a great time. Again, as always, look forward to next week.
Great. Thanks for coming on. We'll talk to you next week, Dr.
Fineman. Thanks. Thanks so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, Dr. Fineman, what a great guy. We have a good time discussing. Sometimes we agree. Most of the times we agree. Sometimes we disagree. All right, we'll be talking to you next week. Have a good day.
You're listening to WWGH Radio LP 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio. The Talking Place, from broadcast